to me.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Okay, welcome back. We have Ron Brown from Patent Search International. Thank you for joining us. We're in segment four already. Time
Sounds
is flying.
Good.
Time is flying. So, we had these two questions, which I wanted to address. The first one is Joe from San Francisco. He's basically saying, how good can a $250 patent search be?
That is one of my favorite questions.
Good. Well, I'm happy to ask you. You know, it's not, so I guess, the continuing on his email here, he's basically saying that some people that he's used do a search on a surface, and then other people that he's used has done like a very detailed, you know, I guess he's trying to say you get what you pay for. So go at it, Ron.
Again, one of my favorite questions, and I get it a lot. My search for $250, how detailed can it be? It's as detailed as is humanly possible. First of all, I wouldn't have been around for 41 years, doing, you know, bad searches. And, you know, I work for law firms throughout the country. And to my knowledge, I think I am the only patent search company that write in our advertisements and everything, we guarantee our searches, which means that if you file an application and the search, your application is rejected because of a patent that we missed, we give you your money back. And in 41 years of doing that, I have given the money back twice.
Okay.
I mean, I'm human. I've made two mistakes in 41 years. But, the other thing is we search not only U.S., but we search foreign patents as well. We start with U.S. stuff. If we don't find what we're looking for in the U.S. stuff, then we go to the foreign art. And we don't charge extra for that. It's still the same $250. So you cannot get a more detailed search than we do.
Well, that's great. It's good to know. I mean, and I guess you get that question asked quite often.
Yeah, because it always amazes me when I'm trying to save people money, and they say, "How come you're so cheap?" You know, and I'd say, "Well, if you want to give me more money, you can, but you're getting the best work you can get right now."
Right. Well, that's great that you're able to help us and make a living. We appreciate your help. I mean, I think your work has been great. You know, I've done searches with other people, and I think you were just as comparable, and you were less. I mean, that's just the facts.
Yep.
You know, all right, so let's get to this next question. This gentleman doesn't want me to say his name or where he's from, but he says basically that he appreciates your services that you offer, but he has no money. So can he do it himself because he feels like this step is holding him back from, you know.
That is a yes and no question. Yes, he can do the search. He can go on to the, you know, the popular sites, Google, the patent office, and that sort of thing. He can do it, but he has to, first of all, once he's done the search, he has to realize that the search is based upon his knowledge and his ability to go through the patent office maze. Now, one thing that he might be able to do to save himself some money, if he wants to spend the time necessary on the Google or the patent office site or whichever one else there are out there, there must be a million of them, I guess. Once he's done the search and obtained copies of the patents, make an appointment to go see a patent attorney. And you call the patent attorney and say, "Hey, I've done the search. How much are you going to charge me to give me a legal opinion?" And then take it to the patent attorney. And if at that stage, if the patent attorney looks at it and says, "No, your idea is not patentable," okay, then he's done it. That's all he can do. But he has to realize that if he goes to a patent attorney based upon his search, if the patent attorney says your idea is patentable, what he will say is your idea is patentable based upon your search. And at that point, he has to rely on how good was his search. Does he feel comfortable enough? Because at some point in time, he's going to have to spend money for an application. So at some point in time, when he gets to that point, is he comfortable with doing the search himself and possibly wasting thousands of dollars on an application, or is it worth saving up your money and getting to the point where you have the $250 or whichever, you know, through me or however much he spends through another professional searcher? I mean, it's a matter of, you know, trust in yourself.
Right. Well, that's great information. Thank you, Ron. Just, I know that when we were speaking prior to the show, you were talking about all the different tips. I mean, you actually came up with a great idea. A couple of weeks ago, you emailed me, you're listening to the show, and said, you know what, Brian, how about you start a segment of tip of the week for the inventors? And I want to start off with the first tip for the inventors. So what would be your first tip? That I know you have a lot to tell us, and you got the floor for this segment, so I'm happy to,
The first tip... I don't even know which one to make the first, but I would say the first tip is when an inventor sends an idea to someone like me to do a search, don't try to sell me the search. As I told you earlier, if it was the greatest idea in the world, I'm not going to buy it. Don't sell it to me. Tell me what it is. You know, say this is a product that does this, it does that. It works this way, it works that way, but don't tell me that this is the greatest thing in the world and everybody's going to want one and it's going to sell 500,000 units at Walmart and 600,000 units at Target and all the NASCAR people love it and all the fishermen love it. You know, I don't need to know that. I need to know what it is and how it works. And that is, one of the biggest complaints I have.
Do we need to tell you what kind of material it's going to be used with? And
if the material is relevant, somebody sends me an invention and says, you know, if it's being made out of plastic, or Lexan or any or aluminum, or if that is relevant to what it is, fine. But when clients send me in an idea and they say this can be made out of redwood, plywood, cardboard, plastic, carbon fiber, steel, titanium, you know, and they list 400 things that, you know, and it ends up it's a box or something. You know, that's not important as to what it's, you know, unless the material is absolutely relevant to how this product works, it's not important.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
And the second biggest thing, and I've complained to you about this a lot, not you personally because of your ideas, but about inventors. When you send in an idea to someone like me, if you don't have access to a computer or a typewriter or some form of mechanical writing, if you must handwrite the idea, after you've handwritten it, find somebody that you trust and, you know, that you believe in, and hand it to them and let them read it and see if they can read it. Because if I can't read it, I'm not going to be able to do the search properly. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, I get tired every once in a while where I look at something for 2 hours and still can't make out a single sentence, and I have to call up the inventor and say, you know, what in the world are you talking about?
Right.
A funny story on that. I had one time many years back, I guess, I had a gentleman send me in a search complete with check and everything else, and the whole thing was written in Chinese. Or Oops. Japanese or something. I never did figure out what it was.
Well, you know Chinese, don't you?
No.
Oh.
And the other extreme was I had a gentleman send me in an idea many years ago. And he had a drawing and all that sort of thing, and his total description was, my idea is so good it needs no description.
Oh, my God. That's interesting.
Yeah, so that's,
Well, I mean, when somebody sends you something in a different language, I mean, you just call them up and tell them you need it.
Yeah.
Translated, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, I will, you know, call them, email them, whatever it may be, and say, you know, I do not read Mandarin Chinese. You
okay.
know, please send it in English.
And then you have the chicken scratch that comes in also that you can't read.
Oh,
from, sure.
Yeah, like I said, I get, you know, the drawings. I literally get drawings in here in crayon. So,
right. Well, you know what? We do our best, and hopefully for the most part, most of the inventors that come to you follow your instructions and the flow goes nicely for both of us.
One thing that I like to tell inventors is write on all of our information that we send them or that they download. I've got the 800 number, which is 800-616-IDEA. Once you're doing the paperwork, if they got any questions, give me a call.
That's awesome. Ron, can you believe it? The show is over.
Just seems like we just started.
We had so much more, too, but that's okay. Ron Brown from Patent Search International, www.patentsearchinternational.com. Ron, we really appreciate having you on our show tonight. Thank you. You're listening.
Back.
Thank you. Got Invention on WS Radio. Have a great night. Thank you.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. Build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you've never built a website in your life. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 per month. Log on now to NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, flies again with WS Radio. Hi, this is Jack Warren, Senior VP for the WS Radio Networks, and on September 3rd, 2009, WS Radio made history by broadcasting from the only Zeppelin in the United States, high above the Southern California skies, and we launched a local station, WSRadioDC.com, the global voice of the nation's capital. We were privileged to have Buzz Aldrin join us for this historic broadcast using new wireless technology for Internet radio. We want to thank Mr. Aldrin for his service to our country and invite you to log on to BuzzAldrin.com to purchase his New York Times best-selling book, Magnificent Desolation. His autobiography, which covers his incredible Apollo 11 journey to dealing with depression and alcoholism, and his triumph over it. So go to BuzzAldrin.com. That's BuzzAldrin.com. When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Business owners, save up to 25% on your credit card processing fees now with no contract. This is Chris Murch, founder of WS Radio. Since we have dozens of shows to help you start and grow your business, I want to give you a quick business tip. You can easily save money on your credit card processing fees with no contract. I want to introduce you to Renee. She saved WS Radio over 25% in credit card processing fees. Over the years, we've processed hundreds of thousands of dollars in credit cards, and it saved us thousands in fees. It only takes 5 minutes of your time to see if she can help. She'll give you the good news either way. She'll either save you money each month or let you know you have a good processor. Plus, she doesn't require a contract. Go month to month to see for yourself. Log on to cutcreditcardcost.com. That's cutcreditcardcost.com. It's your money. Why not keep more of it?